The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cudahy with you until 7 o'clock this evening. I'm delighted to say I'm joined now by Donal Skean to discuss his brand new TV series, Donal's Family Food in Minutes. It is a 10-episode series. It starts on the 21st of October, which is tonight on RTE1. It's sponsored by Spar. Star, I nearly said. That's you, Donal. Tell us, how are you finding life back in Ireland?
We're just about coming up for air and we're back into lockdown, so we're doing grand. I think just the same as everybody else. We're struggling through, but we're enjoying it.
When did you move back?
We moved back in the midst of the kind of the worst of it, really, middle of April. And it was kind of, it was a bit of a rushed decision, really, to be honest, because we were due to come back to film this TV show. And we had planned to come back for the summer. And I think COVID gave us the nudge that we were probably already thinking of doing. And so we're here back for the time being anyway.
Oh, it was kind of, there was a little inkling maybe in the back of the mind that you'd like to come back for a kind of a longer stay.
Yeah, I mean, we have two very young boys, and just having that bit of family support system, I think we were craving while we were out there. So it's been lovely to be back despite the restrictions that are going on.
So this TV series isn't necessarily born of lockdown, as you said. You were coming back to film it anyway. Is there a bit of lockdown in it? And any influence there?
I think, I mean, there's certainly mentions of banana bread.
Christ.
Definitely a few dishes.
Don't mention banana bread. I'm going to hang up.
I know. I'm kind of, well, one of the recipes from tonight is a chocolate biscuit cake, and I'm tipping it as the next banana bread. I think people will be looking for a bit of comfort in the coming weeks. So the show is pretty much geared towards that, and very much about kind of family comfort food. And despite us probably not having being able to sit down at the dinner table with a whole heap of people, it's all about bringing kind of that comfort to the dinner table.
So is it like when you say comfort food, is it things like banana bread and chocolate biscuit cake? Is it desserts? Is it full meals? Is it starters, main course? What is it?
It's mainly big family meals. I mean, and I suppose the key from it in the in minutes part is that quite a lot of them are easy to do, not a huge amount of ingredients and simple methods, really. And again, kind of classics that we would be craving. So tonight there's, you know, a really great beef taco feast. There's chocolate biscuit cake, as I mentioned, one pan Italian chicken and a really good shepherd's pie that you braise lamb shanks and then make a beautiful velvet mash. So the sort of thing that I think we will be craving in these winter months, and certainly what I'm craving. I don't know about how the COVID stone will do after the series, but we'll keep cracking on.
So when you say meals in minutes or food in minutes, are we going to see you with the watch out again and the phone giving the countdown?
No, I nearly had a hernia the last two series, so so I'm giving it up for this one. I can't take it anymore. So no, there's enough stress in my life with two kids. So I'm definitely we're keeping it simple this one. This is more about a celebration of just family food. So no, it's a little bit more relaxed. There's no stopwatch.
And when you talk about simple family foods, like simplicity in terms of preparation, because I tell you what turns me on. I know it turns a lot of people off more than anything else. I open up the recipe book, a list of about 20 ingredients, and I think, you know what, you can pinch your own saffron.
Well, I mean, I suppose the reason the shows and the books have done well in the last few years is that the aim with all my recipes are 10 ingredients or less, you know, 30 minutes or less prep time, and really trying to keep it as simple as possible. And I do see, you know, there has been a real push towards that. It's one of the real food trends I've noticed, is that, you know, people want easy solutions for dinner. And I definitely think in this show we're given that. I mean, I think this one as a series probably has a few more kind of slow braised dishes and slow cooked things. But in essence, you know, a lot of that can be done quite quickly in terms of prep, and then the oven and the hob takes over the rest for you, you know.
Yeah, and a lot of those slow cooked dishes as well, you can cook them in bulk. And I know you've got two young kids, so that's probably on your agenda as well.
Well, I've embraced the slow cookers, I've embraced the freezer, and certainly anything that kind of helps us along. Like I've gotten into the habit of, you know, making little meal blocks, you know, like cooking off rice before we do school pick off and pick up and things like that, just so that you're not going in with no plan. And, you know, certainly we've just launched this website, donaldskitchen.com, and it's all about that meal planning and, you know, prepping and step-by-step recipes. So my aim from the outset has always been to make life easier for people. So hopefully the show and the website does that.
Oh, yeah. Look, Donal, I could be eating on Friday something I cooked on a Monday. I'm telling you, I don't mind admitting it live on air.
Tell me,
go on.
There's nothing wrong with the leftovers. You have to embrace leftovers.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And eating cold as well. That's the key for me. Absolutely eating cold. Well, never reheat. Oh, cold lasagna. Because you can't.
Oh,
Donald, cold lasagna. Cold lasagna eaten with a dessert spoon. I'm living the high life. I'm telling you. It's all glamour in this job. Have your own cooking habit. You mentioned, say, doing bits and pieces maybe before the school run, that's the mechanics. In terms of the actual ingredients and what you're eating, has that changed a lot around the kids? Are you one of these people who kind of eats to suit them, or do you force them to eat to suit you?
No, I've literally just sat them all down for dinner at the moment, and there was war over that. I made this kind of pancetta and kale pasta, creamy kind of pasta thing, and he started picking out the Savoy cabbage, but we were having an absolute row about it. So I've just chopped it up and put it through the pasta, so he hasn't a breeze, and he's eating it happily.
Oh God, yeah.
So no, we're definitely, you know, and with the kids, they eat really well. They're not too picky, but it's definitely, you know, as the little one, he's 2.5 coming on 3, and he's definitely getting a bit more picky. But I think as long as we can keep those as much, you know, as much of the meals for what, basically cooking one meal and not to stress about doing 15 at the time.
The hidden veg is a great thing though, isn't it? Like, I know sometimes it makes your spaghetti bolognese feel like you're eating slop because you've blended everything, but it gets it into them without them realizing.
There's nothing like a spaghetti bolognese slushy for dinner. No, but you're right. And I think, you know, it's so easy to do, you know, things like baby leaf spinach will wilt through any super stew, you know, any of those veggies kind of chopped up finely is a great one. And sometimes I'll do whatever veggies are in the bottom of the fridge, stick them in a blender or a food processor, blitz them small. And then whenever you're frying off onions, whatever, it's, you know, a super stew, you literally just bung them in and fry them and sweat them off. And then it's like a building block that, you know, something as a core element of the meal that has veggies and a bit of nutrition in there. But yeah, we're always looking for the hidden veggies for sure.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm looking forward to the TV show. Well, look, now that that's kind of in the bag, and I know obviously you're promoting it at the moment, once that's done and dusted, what's on the agenda? I assume lots of stuff that you'd usually be busy with, going to events and cookery events and gigs like that. A lot of that not happening?
A lot of it's not happening. We've been doing a few of the sort of demos for companies across, you know, on Zoom and all that sort of stuff. So it hasn't dried up completely, but no, I suppose the big push at the moment is the new website, donaldskitchen.com. I mean, it's been really well received, and it's helping people cook. So that's probably the big thing at the minute. But yeah, I'm trying to take a few breaths.
Yeah.
been a busy year. I don't want to add anything more to the list.
No. Look, it's good to take a few breaths every now and then. So listen, thanks a million for coming on. Donaldskitchen.com is the website, as Donald mentioned, and Donald's Family Food in Minutes. It's on RTE1 tonight, a 10 episode series, and I'm sure you can catch it on the player if you miss it. Donald, thanks a million for your time here on The Hard Shoulder. We'll get the latest news headlines now as we approach 5:30. Here's Emer.